It's Monday, May the 4th. Be with you. And you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
And I'm Anthony.
Thanks, TJ.
TJ still hasn't decided if he wants to be on the podcast or not.
TJ might be here.
Eventually.
Okay. Thank you for maybe being here, maybe not being here. Recording this one a bit late, but it's okay, because it is May the 4th, Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
Right, Anthony?
It is.
Yeah. PSA, by the time you guys hear this, it won't matter, but if you want to watch all of Star Wars Rebels, it's free at StarWars.com.
Only today? Ooh. Only on the 4th?
I think they announced it sometime last week.
Oh, okay.
Up until today.
Oh, dang.
So unless this goes up today...
Which it won't.
Then why are you even mentioning it?
I just wanted to let you guys know...
That you missed out.
Exactly. It's probably one of my favorite cartoons at the moment, so...
Fair
just,
enough.
Just, get it. Anyways. Because season 2 is starting up in June.
Okay.
So it's pretty good. Yes. This week, let's, you know what? Fuck it. The Avengers happened.
Yep.
Blavin's not here to talk about it, but it's okay. He didn't like the movie.
He and, didn't?
No, he didn't.
What?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he liked it.
Oh, I thought you... So I thought you knew definitively that he didn't like it.
I don't know what he likes.
Oh, okay.
So Age of Ultron, okay?
Okay.
We're just going to talk about it.
Are we going to spoil it?
We are... You know, I thought about this, and yes.
We're going right.
to spoil it.
Wah, wah. Sweet. Spoiler warning.
We're going to give you a good 5 seconds to get out your iPod or musical device.
Do we still use chapter... Divides, like...
No, but don't worry. I will go back through and I will insert the timestamp that you need to skip to right here.
Skip to 33:36.
All right. So that's where you need to go if you want to be spoiler-free.
Is that for our YouTube listeners?
That's for everybody.
Okay, all right.
You know, you just look at that time marking and you'll skip to that number that,
all right.
that I made for you.
Cool.
And it's good. Anyways, Age of Ultron, I don't really know if I need to make a synopsis for this. I mean, it's the second Avengers movie.
Yeah, everything's been building up to another Avengers movie.
Yeah, if you don't know what's going on here, where have you been? And chances are, if you don't know what's going on here, you probably didn't care anyway.
Yeah, so, or this is your first movie, which would be a weird place to start.
Which, again, you fucked up. So, but for a quick thing, the Avengers assemble. A baddie named Ultron, a rogue AI made by Tony Stark, becomes a robot.
Mm-hmm.
Plans to kill all of humanity.
Because that's the only way to advance humanity, you know?
Peace through tyranny. I pretty much agree. And, Avengers stop him. Done. That's the movie.
Whoa, what? You're telling me... The good guys beat the bad guys?
Pretty much.
Shit.
I know. It's quite the twist. Anthony, I'm going to start with you. How do you feel about The Avengers, Age of Ultron?
This movie
was
okay.
Okay.
This movie was all right.
Okay.
And that's not to say I'm disappointed. That's not to say that it's better than I expected. It's just to say that it's pretty good. It does all the destruction porn things I want an Avengers movie to do.
Okay.
Just stuff blowing up, Hulk smashing things, Captain America doing, he's really good at geometry, just bouncing that shield off of everything.
Yeah, he's Action Man.
Yeah. And it's some really cool stuff. The thing about this movie is there are two separate storylines going on where... One is the Avengers have to defeat Ultron. And the other one is this internal struggle within the Avengers. And I assume this is going to lead up to Civil War,
mm-hmm.
which has already been announced and is coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt that because they focus so heavily on the Avengers, Ultron seemed like kind of a background story. Like, he was just there to push it forward. He wasn't... He never seemed like a huge threat for as big as they made him out to be. Like, he's in the internet. He's omniscient. He knows everything and he's everywhere at all times, mm-hmm. right? And so that was a little disappointing to me. Even when they made him out to, they even tried to like humanize him, even though he's just, even though he's a robot.
Yes.
Like certain like human humor that I'm like, I don't really expect a robot to have. I don't know if that's how Ultron is in the comics, because I've never read
okay.
the comics. But it was just weird for me to see like this robot who's pretty much all about efficiency be waste time making jokes and kind of being humorous and playing along with the rest of the cast and stuff like that.
It's a classic bad guy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but like I'm human bad guy.
Okay.
When I see a robot, I'm more like you're just got, you, these. This is the optimal route to victory.
I think the thing is it's
You think it's because it's an AI?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Okay.
Right? He's a robot, but he's not. He's supposed to have his own personality.
Yeah. Okay. Like when he broke free of Jarvis and whatever. Okay.
Yeah, you know, there are no strings on me.
Yeah. I really like the use of that song in this movie. It's fantastically creepy. That's the other, like, Ultron had a couple good scenes where he was like really creepy, and I really, so the no strings on me stuff, and then also the part where he showed his upgrade when he had the old Ultron, and then he ripped the old Ultron in half, and then he was the bigger, like, juiced up Ultron.
Yeah,
that was really cool. I'm like, wow, that's some scarring ass shit. That's like, if I saw that in real life, I'd be kind of messed up. That was really cool. All right. There's just a lot, like, there's a couple cool things like that. But mainly, it's, I wanted to see the Hulk. And I got to see a lot of the Hulk.
You got to see the Hulk?
Yeah.
Really?
I want another Hulk movie. Like, I like that last one.
Keep dreaming.
I really like that last one with Abomination. And what's his face from Fight Club?
Yeah. Edward Norton.
Yeah. And it's the one where he, like, the Hulk just, like, straight up football kicks the guy into the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good. But yeah, just like all the action with the Hulk is so good.
Are you sure you want another Hulk movie?
I want...
What if I told you Marvel just got the rights back to Ghost Rider?
No!
What if I told you they just got the rights back to Blade?
No!
What if I told you they just got the rights back to The Punisher?
Yes! I'm down. Okay, I'll take a Punisher movie over a Hulk movie.
Okay, because they just got all those rights.
Alright, I don't want a Blade or Ghost Rider movie. I don't like... Nick Cage Ghost Rider.
Okay, terrible. So you'd rather have a Punisher movie over a Hulk movie?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I need to hear.
Yeah.
Like, good.
But it's gotta be rated R Punisher.
Sure.
It's gotta be like him just messing people up.
Sure.
This comic's really good. But anyways, yeah, the movie was just, it was a fine movie, and like it didn't really blow me away in any way.
Yeah.
Other than like just seeing cool action happen. But like, this movie had to set up too much for future movies, I feel.
Yeah,
like it was shackled down by
a lot.
Yeah, it was shackled down by how much it had to explain to people who maybe don't know about certain things,
mm-hmm.
or just upcoming movies in general. So like at the end we have Thanos grabbing the Infinity Gauntlet, and like I said, during the middle of the story they're starting the fissures between the team, which is going to lead into Civil War.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different stuff going on, and because they can't focus on anything, it doesn't really excel at anything.
Mm-hmm.
And other than action, because they can focus on action.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought the movie was good. It was fine. We also saw it in D-Box.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
Mm.
D-Box did a lot more than I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely like D-Box more than 3D.
Okay.
Like, if I could see a D-Box only movie instead of D-Box 3D,
mm-hmm.
I'd be down with that.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, the cool things of, like, when people get hit and your chair moves to the side of where they get hit, and when it stops, it kind of jerks and stuff like that. That kind of stuff's really cool, and I didn't think... Like, I thought it was going to be lame like 3D was.
Did you turn the sensitivity down to see what it was like?
I turned it all the way down, and it's pretty light, but then I kept it on max most of the time.
Good job.
Yeah.
I know you can get a little nauseous.
I never get nauseous, ever.
I know, you're afraid of roller coasters, and this might have scared
you. I'm just afraid of dying on roller coasters. I'm not afraid of throwing up on roller coasters.
Well, we shall see.
I'm afraid of a track coming loose, and me flying off.
Same with a D-Box chair, man.
It's not the same.
Anything could happen.
I press the plus button too many times, like 200%, just chucks me.
Yeah, the eject button on a car.
But yeah, so yeah, this movie was, to me, it was fine. It was okay.
Good to hear.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think I would echo the same sentiments. I'm gonna start off with a couple qualifiers first.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is a trilogy, part of a trilogy.
It is, yes.
And we know my stance on trilogies.
Second movie always sucks.
The second movie always sucks.
Yeah.
At least I've always felt that way. Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, even Indiana Jones.
Isn't 2's usually like the dark one too, right? Like the second one?
Usually, yeah. And I don't want to say The Avengers Age of Ultron sucks, because it doesn't. It's really good. But it is the movie that, it presents a lot more problems because of, I don't know if it's the movie's fault, but it's just circumstance.
Yeah.
On one hand, not only does it have to plant the seeds for the next following movies, plus the third Avengers movie, but it also has to stand out on its own for people who are stupid enough to see this movie without having seen anything before.
Yeah, yeah. I know some people who did that.
And so it has to make sense on its own while at the same time linking together everything.
Yeah.
And you're right. It just has this problem with its actual focus. I did have a problem in the first 20 minutes where the movie just assumes the Avengers have always been together.
Yeah.
And last I checked, Winter Soldier, Captain America and Black Widow go separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
Thor's banging Natalie Portman somewhere. And Iron Man's not Iron Man. Or he's doing whatever he's doing.
He's doing more science stuff than Iron Man stuff, because at this point he's automated everything.
Yeah, he's like, I am Iron Man, but I don't need to have the core anymore. I'm just Tony Stark Iron Man.
Yeah.
But this movie, it just starts up and it's like, oh, we've always been hanging out doing this Hydra thing.
Wait, side thing, sorry. With Tony Stark, does he not have the core in his chest anymore?
Nope.
What? They got rid of all the whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even notice that.
That's the end of Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
He takes it out, and it's the Tony Stark has a heart thing.
Oh.
And he chucks it into the river.
I thought he had a better one. He chucked the old one.
No, he chucks the whole thing. Because he doesn't need it anymore.
Damn.
And he goes, and his last line in the movie is, I am Iron Man. To say that it was never the
thing keeping him.
He was always Iron Man.
Okay.
Right? That was the whole symbolism behind it.
I lost. I whoosh over my head.
Yeah, when Iron Man 3 came out, this is a side note, a lot of people thought, what the fuck, are they ending Iron Man? But
yeah.
Really, it just meant, no, he's accepting that.
So I guess they got rid of all the shrapnel.
Yeah, it's not this, it's not his little thing that makes him Iron Man.
Okay.
He is Iron Man. But yeah, so that was my problem at the beginning. I'm like, so they were always hanging out? Like, what? But
maybe since the first movie they were always hanging out?
See, that's, I don't know.
But that's also not true because they all had their own movies.
Yeah, so that part kind of threw me off. The way Ultron is created is cool, but it's also very comic booky in that you just have to accept it works.
Yeah. Yo, it's computers. He hacked the internet, man.
And then personality.
Yeah.
And then everything.
He watched a bunch of YouTube videos.
And yeah. And so if you sit down and think about it, you're like, wait, no, what happened there? But it's fine. Like, it's a comic book thing. I'm okay with that. But yeah, the movie does split its time planting the seeds between, like, the thing is, every character in this movie has a moment, and it's a worthwhile moment that they go through. But they can never expand upon those moments because Ultron is still the main focus. And so Thor has, like, his dreams and visions and stuff, and you're like, you obviously know this is going to lead to how he becomes King in Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
The Civil War stuff is going throughout, which I love. I always love seeing Tony and Captain America fight. The Hulk has to deal with himself.
Yeah. I like the more focus on science bros of Tony and Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the other title of this movie could have been Hawkeye and the Avenging Gods.
Yeah, pretty much. That was a big thing, too, about, like, how he's worried that they don't need him because he just shoots a bow and arrow.
Yeah, see, like, he could have had his own storyline, too, but again, they gotta go their own separate ways. I think, for me, my favorite parts of the movie weren't the action bits. It's when the Avengers were just hanging out together.
And being the people.
Really, yeah. And that was the strength of this movie, when they were being a team. And they were just hanging out, like, when they had the party.
Yeah. Right?
And they were just conversing, and there's the testosterone battle between Thor and Iron Man.
Yeah.
And then they were doing the hammer lifting.
There's a lot of good, like, there was a lot of good jokes with the Mjolnir.
Yeah. There's when they were at Hawkeye's house, and they're just being people. Like, that was great. I love that. And, yeah, and then action happens, and, you know, I like to focus on they have to save civilians first, like real superheroes would, you know, before they could tackle the bad guy. That's great. Introduction of the twins was interesting. They weren't as impactful as I thought they would be.
I really liked Quicksilver's character while he was there.
Yeah.
But Scarlet Witch was kind of a bummer.
She probably has more to do in subsequent films.
Yeah.
It seems like they both, or she's just gaining the hang of her powers.
Yeah.
So it's fine if she's not OP from the get-go.
You think she's going to get the comic book, like, red dominatrix clothes going on with the hat?
I don't know. I bet you the end of Infinity War will be her resetting the universe, and then 10 years later we're going to start the Marvel Cinematic Universe again.
Ew. Oh. Ew. Or what if it's just her saying no more mutants because they don't own X-Men?
I hope so.
That'd be cool.
No more miracles.
No more miracles.
But yeah, no, that's largely how I felt about the movie. I mean, it obviously has its great moments. I mean, the Hulkbuster scene.
Fantastic.
Like, you can't go wrong.
So many cores. So many power cores on that machine.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice.
Dad, he had one in each arm, one in each leg, and one in the middle. It's yeah. Awesome.
In the first Avengers, when the Avengers first assemble at the Battle of New York and the camera spins around, and they up that scene one, like, by a million.
Yeah.
Not only are they spinning around, they're, like, doing stuff now.
Yeah.
And it's really cool how it's done.
I like the side shot scene when they're in the forest and they're all doing
something. Oh, yeah, the slow-mos and you see the whole Avengers team.
And Black Widow's, like, doing the Jet Li kick. And...
Yeah, and you're like, that's what you want to see.
Yeah.
And it's good. Like, it makes all your childhood dreams come true.
I want that as a poster.
Yeah, that'd be a cool poster to have. It's just... It's unfortunate the circumstances in this movie has to be under in order to be here, because it can't succeed on its own, and that's just the biggest problem. Like, the first Avengers movie, it was this buildup of things, and I remember we were like, I can't believe this is happening, and then when it happened, we're like, it happened.
Yeah.
Like, period. Done. We're good. This movie doesn't have that same effect. It's more like, all right, this is where we are, and this is where we're going to go.
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
It's a known quantity.
Yeah, it's not that statement anymore. It's kind of like, this solely exists so that you can see what happens in Phase 3.
Sometime after the movie, I was thinking, like, would it have done them more of a service to just assume people have watched all the other movies?
Yeah, I mean, and at this point, I don't know how you can't. Especially, I think that's what they're going to have to do with the third Avengers movies.
Yeah, it's Civil War separate, right?
Yeah, it's a Captain America movie.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, there's stuff you'll obviously, like, in... I guess there's also some certain stuff, like, if you don't watch the show, you'll miss out on.
Yeah.
Right? And so, it's tough.
But, yeah, but, like, even with if it was just... Like, wasn't Agent Carter in this movie?
For, like, a second.
Yeah, she was in there. But, like, even if it was just the movies, if they did, like, explain stuff from TV a little bit.
Yeah.
But, like, if they just assume people watch the movies, I wonder how different this movie would have been.
Yeah, it probably would have made sense. Well, I mean, look at it like an event comic, right?
Yeah.
They're made so that anyone can pick them up and read.
You can just see this cool thing.
But all the best stories come up from the side bits.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what all these singular movies are.
You go online, get the reading order.
Yeah. And then... Yeah.
Because I wonder, like, if they do Infinity Wars, like, how can you make that movie stand alone? Because, like, there's so much stuff going on by that point, by 2019. By, like, just, even stuff with just Thanos' powers, just straight up Infinity Gem stuff. Like, how can, you kind of, I would feel that you would have, writing the story, you would have to assume.
Yeah, I think it at this point, yeah, it's the end of it, of a whole thing. At some point, you have to.
You have to be, like, tough luck if you didn't see this before.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the marketing push will be something like that.
I'm sure they'll release, like, a DVD set before.
Yes. TJ, are you here? Did you want to weigh in?
TJ loved it.
I don't know how I felt. I liked it.
Yeah, I think we all liked
it. Yeah, we all liked it.
I didn't hate it or anything.
It wasn't a bad movie.
Yeah.
It just wasn't amazing as the first one.
As Spider-Man?
Maybe, no.
Yeah.
I don't know. It had its moments.
Yeah, like, it had some of the best moments in all the movie, like, of all of Marvel's movies.
But overall, the whole package.
Yeah.
Overall, it was just okay.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about it.
Yeah.
I still think, like, sorry for the yawn. I still think, like, Guardians of the Galaxy was a better movie than this.
Yeah.
It was more fun.
Yeah. But, like, even with stuff, because, like, they have their own I guess it's the same kind of impact thing that the first Avengers had. Maybe it's an unfair comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you get the Guardians to they have their impact moment of, like, these are these people, and you get to introduce people to them.
That's true.
Right? So maybe it's an unfair comparison.
Maybe. I mean, I think the thing with the Guardians is they're always a team. Kind of like the X-Men.
Yeah.
The strange thing about, like, the Avengers and the Justice League is that they're only a team when they need to be.
Yeah,
oh, that's okay. True.
Most okay. of the time, they're not separate. Together. Like, that's why the whole Avengers Assemble line is really... People want to hear it.
Yeah.
Because it's rare that it happens. Or it's supposed to be yeah. rare that it happens.
They almost heard it. Almost. We almost heard it at the end of this movie.
Yeah.
Avengers.
But, anything else, Teach? What was the biggest problem then?
I don't know. To tell you the truth, I don't remember a lot of the movie. And the parts I do remember
are...
Yeah.
Okay. But you guys remember that time that Thor hit the fucking shield?
That was cool. Like, okay, yo. Oh, Thor, Captain America tag team attacks... are awesome.
No, the Captain America just... magnetic shield?
Yeah.
I just think Captain America teamed up with everybody.
Yeah. Captain America teamed up... He has to.
With everyone.
Yeah. That was cool, though. When they're just standing there, and he's like, all right, and he puts his shield up. It's like no problem.
Yeah,
and he just bangs it. I thought that was cool.
Oh, man.
Big question. How do you guys feel about the Vision?
Ooh, I really liked him.
Vision was cool.
Yeah, what do you guys like the Vision?
Why do I like him?
Yeah. Like, what was he cool about in this movie?
I like that he's just straight neutral.
Okay.
Right? He has this thing where he is on the side of life. And that doesn't... If Ultron somehow...
He's pro-life.
Yeah, he's pro-life. Mm-hmm. That's what he says actually in the movie. And if somehow, Ultron were to be like, I'm just going to do some shit but not here, he would have let him live.
Yeah.
Right? And he'd be like, I'm pro-life. I want you to live. I don't want... like, but if you're going to be a threat to me... or to be a threat to life,
yeah.
then you gotta go, right? They show a lot of cool stuff, like how he used the gem in his head.
Oh yeah, the final attack on Ultron right. was the triple beam cannon.
Yeah, he used the hyper viper beam. Stuff with the phasing powers in one of the final battles when he was facing all the robots.
Yeah, she was like, what the f-?
Yeah, he would like phase his arms through the robot and then like rip it apart, stuff like that. Yeah, Vision's cool. I just, there wasn't, when he lifted the Mjolnir, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Let's go. And he just hands it to him. I'm like, what?
I felt so sorry for Thor there. I was like, oh man.
The whole theater, oh, man. The whole theater, I could hear an audible gasp through the whole theater. Just like, what? And then silence. And then once the scene ended, everyone just snickering.
I do like how they kind of rectified it at the end where, like, Captain America and Iron Man were like, don't worry, he's a robot. He doesn't count, right?
Yeah, he doesn't count.
Like, if you put that hammer in an elevator and it goes up.
The elevator's not worthy.
No, it's not.
I like how they had to justify it.
Yeah.
That was good.
Like, different leagues. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's okay.
I just like that they kept his colors the same.
Yeah, you like the
Cinecon.
Yeah, the costume was cool.
The one thing I noticed, I don't know if I'm looking too much into it, but when Vision was first there, and because he was just all, he started materializing his own clothes as the scene went on.
Okay.
The one part, he just looked at Captain America, or he looked at Thor, just a side glance, and then grew a cape. He's like, that's cool. I want one of my own. And then he just gets a cape.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I'm like, how are they going to give him the cape? And when they just did it like that, I'm like, sure.
That why not?
Works.
Whatever.
Yeah. No, Vision was cool. I just felt like he was underutilized in the final battle.
Yeah.
Like, he goes up to Ultron for the first time. They fight.
And they're, like, equal.
And then that's all you see.
But that's the thing about this movie, is that there's too much happening.
Yeah.
To where they can't, like, unless this movie's 4 hours.
Yeah. You know what? I hope there's a director's cut.
Just like a Lord of the Rings extended edition
style?
Yeah,
I hope it's like 3.5 hours. I know it's supposed to have an alternate ending where Ultron lives.
I'd be down with that.
Ooh.
So, that'd be cool.
That'd be sweet.
But yeah.
But yeah, this movie was... it. Vision stuff makes me excited for... what's his face?
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Like, if those two can team up and do crazy space magic stuff, I'm down.
Right.
Wait, is Adam Warlock Doctor Strange?
Nope.
Okay, never mind. They're different. I was thinking of two different people.
You're thinking Stephen Strange.
Stephen Strange, okay.
That's Doctor Strange.
Who's Hugo Strange?
I think it's something else.
Okay. Hugo Strange. I'm going to look up Hugo Strange.
Okay. Do you guys like the little nod at the end to the new Avengers? How do you guys feel about that?
So I don't get that. Is that what the next movie's going to be? Like, are the other people out?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Because... You read enough Avengers comics, you watch enough of cartoons, eventually the Avengers split up and you get the new Avengers, West Coast Avengers, get Secret Avengers.
That's who that is. Okay.
You get other stuff. I guess they have to do that just so that they don't have to keep reusing the same characters for contract reasons.
Yeah.
Not true.
I don't like the new Avengers.
Me neither.
I'm sorry, I don't like the new Avengers.
What was it? Falcon, War Machine,
Red. Vision, Scarlet. And then
Vision was there.
Black Widow and Cap.
Yeah, they don't seem very super to me.
Well, to be fair.
One's got a pretty super
Scarlet Witch and Vision are pretty OP.
They are.
One just controls reality. Like,
I don't know if she has that power in this.
Yet?
Yeah. War Machine's kind of... It's like, you're just the suit.
He's heavy arms.
Tony could have just sent his army instead of you.
That's true.
And then there's the Falcon, who I always look at as just young version of the Vulture. I've never liked the Vulture. I don't like Falcon.
Hugo Strange is from Batman.
Okay.
He's a doctor from Batman.
Okay, you're mixing up the worlds.
Yeah.
You're mixing it up. I guess last question is, does this change your order of top Marvel films?
Not really.
What's your top ones again, guys? Your top three of Russian?
Oh, man. Right now, because Guardians came out, Guardians is number one for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's number one for me now, too.
The Star Wars one is the one you guys like?
That was... Yeah.
Yeah, it's all space. All I want from these movies is space stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I want more of the cosmic universe to come into play.
Yeah. I agree. Guardians is my favorite.
So Guardians number one.
Then mine.
Maybe first Avengers? I don't know.
That's what would be my next.
Oh, we're doing all of them.
No, just the top three.
No, like all movies, phase one and two.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so Guardians, Avengers.
I like how this is like three-way. Unanimous. Three might change it up, though.
I'm pretty sure we're all going to say The Winter Soldier.
That was my next
That
one.
Move, no.
You didn't like that
you
one?
You didn't like The Winter Soldier?
Wait, was that the first one or the second one?
The second one.
Oh, that was the one where he's doing laps around.
Yeah, your left?
Yeah.
With The Winter Soldier?
Bucky Barnes. That was really good.
Metal arm?
Come on. Show his Hydra.
All his knife skills?
Knife skills.
Yeah, okay. Winter Soldier was good. That first the Captain America movie, though. I hate that movie.
I don't hate it anymore, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah. That one grew on me.
Yeah, it definitely grew. But it took me a couple viewings.
Yeah, the first time I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Second time I was like, oh, this is actually
so
pretty cool.
Boring. Yeah. So wait, are we the same here? We all say Guardians, Avengers, Winter Soldier?
What about the Iron Man movies? Like, those were good.
I like one. I really like three upon my subsequent viewings.
Three's got a lot of cool little things in it.
I liked it because Tony was out of the suit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he said at the end, he's like, whatever, army time, let's go.
He just used the Final Fantasy summon.
Yeah, he used the Knights of the Round.
Yeah, pretty much. Robots of the Rounds.
And he got into each one of the knights and said, all right, I need another one.
Robots of the Stark.
And then he had a fireworks show at the end.
Oh, yeah. No, Winter Soldier still.
I think Blavin would reverse one of them. I think you'd put Winter Soldier on the top.
And then...
Then the Avengers.
And then Guardians.
And then Guardians.
Okay.
I think that's what he would say.
You know what? It's just fact. That is what he would say. Just...
No. That it... I'm going to call him right now. Da-da-da-da-da. Blavin? Yeah, he just confirmed.
I heard you guys from work. I'm just going to say... That's right.
He's listening live.
He's listening live at the Best Buy.
We have a really long string cup thing going on.
Ah... Unfortunately, you can't hear his voice. No. But yeah, I guess that's it. So we unanimously liked it. We didn't love it.
But it was good.
And it's something you should see.
I think it's something you have... If you're following the series, I think it's something you have to see.
I think if you're in this whole superhero...
Yeah, if you've made it this far...
Universe.
If you've made it this far, you kind of have to see it.
Yeah. I guess looking forward, we know Joss Whedon isn't going to be in these movies anymore. He's not going to do Avengers anymore.
Yeah, because they're too big. He couldn't grow as an artist.
So the directors who are doing Infinity Gaunt or Infinity War are the Winter Soldier group.
Cool.
How you guys feel about that?
As long as they do space stuff right.
Yeah, as long as they don't...
Like, the thing with the Cap movies is that they're very based on reality. Like, mm-hmm. Cap is super... But he's not cosmic super.
He's more realistic.
Yeah. Like he can jump farther than normal. He can run faster than normal.
He's on super steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was on legal steroids that don't shrink your testicles.
Yes. My only problem is, like I said, my favorite parts of the Avengers movies are those downtime group moments.
Yeah.
And those are the things that I hated most in the Winter Soldier.
Did they have downtime?
Yeah, when it was Black Widow and Cap and they were talking about like dating and stuff, I felt like it was so out of place or a little bit awkward compared to how they do in the Avengers. That's my only problem too.
It's probably also the scope of their problems.
Probably.
Like with like again, for Hulk he was worried about dating Widow, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But the thing was, like, mostly the problems were like, I'm losing, like, for Banner, it was like, I'm losing touch with my humanity. I'm just a monster. For Stark, it's like, I want to protect the world so bad that everything I do fucks up. I'm like, their situations that they're worried about in the Avengers seem much larger and more impactful
that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when they're just being people.
Yeah, no, like, when they have their people problems, like...
No, I mean when they're, like, hanging around
with the party. Oh, when they're just chilling. They're okay.
Yeah, I'm not talking about, like, the larger... Like, I'm not talking about Tony's PTSD or anything.
Okay,
I'm
just saying, all
right. When they're being a group and they're being friends...
That's better in the Avengers.
Those are always my favorite parts in the Avengers movies. And when they did it in the Winter Soldier, it always felt awkward, like it was forced.
Like they're missing some people?
Maybe, I don't know. Every time Black Widow asked about Captain's dating life, I was just like... It just feels weird. I don't know.
Okay.
And, like, I never understood his camaraderie with Falcon. It never felt real to me.
Because they love America.
Maybe. But.
Because they were both in wars.
Yeah, and the thing is, the next Avengers, it's going to have, like, a billion characters, right?
Yeah.
And I just hope they're going to be able to link them all together.
Oh, true.
You know, because I think... Because I've always said this, like, the strength of Winter Soldier was its small cast.
Yeah.
And the Avengers is anything but.
Hmm. My favorite line in the new Avengers movie was when they called that one guy crazy for voluntarily letting people experiment on him.
Okay.
Or for Quicksilver, like the twins. Like those people are weird. They voluntarily went for these procedures. And then Cap's just like, yeah, that's crazy. Who would let a German scientist like perform experimental stuff on them to so they could fight for their country? That's weird. And then the door closes. That was so good. that was fun.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's the wrap on the Avengers. Now that we're about a third way into the show, let's bring out the shout outs.
So we have one from Facebook, Isaac Sebastian. He says, love the podcast. Keep up the good work. That's it. Thanks, man.
Sick. Yeah, unfortunately, we can't get Blaven here to read them for you, but...
He's not here.
We got the next best thing.
I like how I'm number two.
And then, could have been number three. Let's be fair.
True.
You could have been number three.
True.
Hell, you could have been four.
I think I am three. Because you're never going to put yourself below any of us.
Nope. Oh, that's true. You are number three. Yeah.
All right, Matthew Foster says, hey guys, comma, love the show, period. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on Age of Ultron.
Ultron?
Ultron.
Like with an M?
With an M.
Oh.
Ultron.
Well, Matthew Foster, get your spell check correct.
Perfect grammar, but just the M. The M, it ruined it.
You know what's funny?
What?
He's a high school teacher.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. No wonder I learned nothing in high school. Hi, Matt. Anyways, let's move on to our picks of the week and talk about the more important things that's going on.
Do it.
We all know today's May the 4th. I have nothing Star Wars related to tell you. Instead, I'm going to talk about the next best thing, Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's a new, or actually.
Hold on, while you're doing this, I'm going to charge up. No, keep talking. It's going to
I'm like the narrator. I'm just going to talk. No, I'm the villain who's having their little monologue while Anthony is charging up. What's done there, buddy?
I can't. I think I just pooped myself.
All right. So we all have some sort of relation with Dragon Ball Z. We all watched it.
The show's not good.
Looking back,
that show's not good.
No, but at the time,
it was fantastic.
Great. Yeah. Anyways, they're bringing it back, guys. After 18 long years.
Still running out of money.
18 long years of silence from the Dragon Ball team.
What's his name? Akira Toriyama?
Akira Toriyama says, Dragon Ball's back.
Because he looked at his bank account, and he's like, snap.
I gotta do something new.
So now we all know that there is a sequel to Dragon Ball Z called GT.
Nobody watches it.
But a lot of people don't really view that as anything real because it had nothing to do with Toriyama.
Yeah.
Well, Toriyama says, I'm going to make a sequel to Z.
GT just wasted your time.
And to make sure it's a real sequel, it takes place right after the Majin Buu arc.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And it's called Dragon Ball Super. How aptly named.
Huh. It's very Japanese.
It's going to be premiering this July. And I'm honestly really excited.
Can't wait.
It's been almost 2 decades.
Okay.
So maybe he's changed his writing style a bit. I think, you know what? The release of the Kai DVDs or Blu-rays have sparked like this huge popularity in the series again.
Oh, really? Like those actually...
Yeah. Because kids today watch Kai. They don't watch...
Oh, yeah.
I'd watch Kai.
Right? And Kai's kind of available everywhere now. Like you watch... I think it's on Netflix. It's online.
No, son. You have to watch the episode where they drive a car. No, son. You have to watch the episode where they keep breaking Chi-Chi's plates because they're not used to their Super Saiyan powers.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, yeah. And I have a feeling that, or at least I hope, this show will probably mirror some of Kai's strengths, as in no more charging for weeks on end.
It's going to be there.
What if it's 12 episodes and it's just Goku charging for 12 episodes?
If it's 12 episodes of fights, but the thing is, Goku never fights until the last episode. Because for 12 episodes, he's charging, but everyone else is protecting Goku.
I'd be upset.
I would be upset too.
I would like it if they were just fighting for 12 episodes and Goku doesn't show up until the final 5 minutes.
They're all dead and he's like, you guys need me?
And then you have like the best 5 minutes of animation you've ever seen.
Okay. Do you know if this is also going to take the movies into account?
I don't think so, but the movies have never been into account for anything.
So like Super Saiyan God is not...
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know where that falls.
Yeah. Because, like, they have all the stuff...
I don't even know where the next one falls.
They have all... I think that one falls after...
The
Frieza one falls after the last movie.
Yeah. But where does that movie take place?
I don't know where that movie takes place. I just know that this new movie takes place after the last movie.
Wasn't the last movie the Super Saiyan God one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So in the new one...
you're saying it falls...
When it's Gold Frieza...
And blue hair Super Saiyan. Yeah,
apparently there's a level above Super Saiyan God.
Yeah, it's Super Saiyan God.
You serious?
Yeah, there's a level above Super Saiyan God.
It's Super Saiyan God Goku.
It's turning into like a Mugen.
So you're telling me
character.
They have to get 5 other Saiyans or whatever.
They might.
Maybe.
So that he can go God mode.
Are they gonna fusion all into each other? Like,
regardless, we're gonna watch it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so comes out July. I have a feeling it's gonna be a lot like Sailor Moon Crystal. In that the original Sailor Moon was like a billion episodes of Monster of the Week.
But the new one is just follows the manga.
And it just blazes through everything.
It moves.
And I have a feeling that this will be like that because I don't think we're going to see like another, what is it, like 300 episode run?
Yeah, no.
No, I think we're in for 13 episodes standard anime length.
If it is 300 episode run, it's going to be seasons. They're going to keep doing seasons until they can't make money off it anymore.
Yeah.
It's not going to be one, like, here's this big, grandiose idea I have for 300 episodes.
Yeah. I do think it'll probably only be 24 episodes. I think that's what we're going to be looking
at. So Kiefer Sutherland is going to be in it?
Maybe. He's the new voice of Goku.
Whoa. Yeah! Whoa. Kiefer Sutherland's just all up in Japan.
Yeah. And, needless to say, I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited. I hope the world's excited.
I'm down for more Dragon Ball Z.
I think everyone's going to watch it, whether we'll all stick on, who knows.
Yeah. I still retain that Dragon Ball is my favorite.
It is my favorite, too.
I've never seen the whole series.
pretty funny. I haven't seen the very, very end, but
it's funny. Like most
of it. Like, I've never seen past when, what is it?
He gets his tail cut.
Yeah. Like, I thought it ended there.
Oh no. That's a tricky place where you think it would end, yeah. But it's not. It just keeps going.
No, it gets to the point where he's slightly older.
And then he starts training with...
with Master Roshi?
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
And looking at Bulma's panties?
Yeah.
Or lack thereof.
Bulma was my favorite back then. She had the capsules and...
Man, she just didn't give an F, man.
Yeah.
She was just like, hey, old pervy old man, I need to get what I want. Here's my vagina. Just straight up. Here is an underage girl's vagina. And Akira Toriyama's not in jail, so I don't know.
Yeah, man. And then in between that, you got your little doses of Wolfang Fist.
Wolfang Fist!
Oh, yeah.
I just like saying Wolfang Fist. Man.
Young Krillin.
What? When he still mattered.
Yeah. Wolfang Fist. I don't like, it's such a cool attack name.
The Ox King and like Warrior Chi-Chi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like Warrior Chi-Chi.
Was good.
Yeah, yeah.
I like older Chi-Chi better.
The mom Chi-Chi?
Yeah.
You don't like when she had the helmet and...
I like the armor.
And the cape? That was the best.
Mom Chi-Chi's best Chi-Chi.
But yeah, Dragon Ball. Super.
Anime characters I'd like to marry. Chi-Chi.
Go for it. Anthony, what's your pick of the week?
My pick of the week comes from Kickstarter. There is... So you guys remember... You guys remember Banjo-Kazooie?
Hated it.
Banjo-Tooie?
Never played it.
Never played it, but you know it?
Yeah.
All right. So the guys behind Banjo-Kazooie...
Were they in Diddy Kong Racing?
Yes.
They were.
Oh, I hated it.
Or Banjo was. I don't know if Kazooie was there as well.
I don't know who Kazooie is.
He's the bird in the backpack?
Then no.
Okay. So Banjo... The team behind Banjo-Kazooie and Donkey Kong Country are like, yo, like nobody's doing kind of character platformers anymore.
For good reason.
So we want to make a character platformer. So they came up with a game. It's called Yooka-Laylee. So it's Y-O-O-K-A. And then, so that's one character.
Yooka.
And then Laylee is
L-A-Y-L-E-E. I can only imagine the marketing team being like, yeah, it's got to be this many syllables. Yeah. It's got to be.
Yeah, so it's Yooka-Laylee, and they're a team duo again. So this time, Yooka is a chameleon, and Laylee is a bat that rests on your head. So there's a lot of similar stuff to Banjo-Kazooie to where, like, you can do float jumps.
Interesting pairing.
And then the bat just, like, flips. You can do, like...
Wait, the bat, like, clings on?
Clings onto your head.
Oh, God.
And then just... Or you hold onto it. I forget. And then it just flaps its wings, so you do the float jump.
It's a strong bat.
It's a strong bat. There's, like, another thing where the chameleon turns into a ball, and the bat kind of, like, just walks on it, and you go really fast.
Ooh.
So there's a lot of, like, character team stuff. But the thing here is they initially wanted... just like all Kickstarter stories that I talk about, it's insane. So they wanted originally 175,000 euros.
Euros.
Whoa. Yeah. So they said, this is what we need to make this game. It'll be like bare minimum. It'll be, here's a Steam digital version, whatever. In 40 minutes, they raised all that money. In 40 minutes. There are now 42 days to go left in the project.
42?
There's still 42 days left in the project. I
thought Kickstarter was only 30 days.
I don't know. Maybe this is extra. But there are now 42 days left in the Kickstarter. I want you guys to guess what they're at.
So what was their goal?
Their goal was 175,000 euros. So it's in euros. Keep that in mind.
How long? How many days has it been?
I think eight.
Eight?
8 days, huh?
I guess I'm assuming that it was on 50 days.
Okay. Not 60.
Maybe, I don't think it was 60 because I just heard about it this week.
So. Okay. All right.
I'm going to say...
Maybe 45? I don't know. They have 40,427 backers.
Damn. 40,000? 40,000. I'm going to go with 11 million.
All right. What do you want? Euros.
Yes.
11 million euros.
Oh, euros.
I was going to say like...
7.
Let's go with 1.
Okay.
0.75.
Yeah, 7 million euros.
TGA is the closest, okay. But you are still over.
Damn.
So you lose the showcase showdown.
Okay.
But they are currently at 1,348,984 euros.
Huh.
And they have met... insane amounts of stretch goals. Just like, it seems like it might as well just be a full-fledged modern game at this point. Their next stretch goal is at 1.5 million, and they're going to have a live orchestra do a concert of the songs in the game. But yeah, so there's a bunch of different stuff. Yeah, and it's just, it looks cool. Like, I liked Banjo-Kazooie as a kid. The thing with those games is that it was kind of a collectathon. Like, every level had, like, you had to find all the Jinzos, you had to find all the Jiggy pieces. And there's, like, it was, like, there were infinity things to collect. But that game, like, that game was a really solid platformer, like, I want to say. Like, it's not better than, or, I don't think it, it's not better than Mario 64, but it's good. It's, like, it's around that kind of quality.
Okay.
Right. And they just had really interesting characters, so I'm pretty interested to see Yooka-Laylee make a PC comeback.
Interesting. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. If there's one genre that I've just come to not love anymore, it's 3D platformers.
So I can understand.
I probably won't play this.
I'm on, I think I'm on, like, the second final world, or the first final world of Super Mario 3D World. Like, I like that game, but I can only play it in, like, small chunks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not just going to sit down for hours and grind out a platformer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, even 2D platformers, they have to have some sort of really addicting gimmick to them.
The last one I did for 2D platformers was Super Meat Boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, like, I can't even do that.
Oh, okay.
Like, for me, it's got to be, like, a Mega Man or a Castlevania or a Metroid.
A Metroidvania?
Yeah. Like, those
So, like, are... Shadow Complex was your last.
Yeah, like, those are it. Those are the only platforms I can deal with
Did now. You download Counterspy when it was free?
I did.
Try that out.
Maybe.
You might like it.
Probably not.
Probably not, but you might. There's a chance.
I mean, nah.
Nah. And that's my week. Or that's my picks. Sorry.
Cool. TJ, you got a pick? Got something you want to highlight about?
Not that I can think of.
Did you watch the live-action Attack on Titan trailer?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Well, I didn't watch it either, so don't worry about it. Did you watch it, Anthony?
Watch what, sorry?
The live-action Attack on Titan trailer?
No.
Yeah, neither did I.
No.
Wait, how are they going to do live-action Titan?
I don't know, it's by the Japanese. They'll figure it out.
Now I have to see this.
They'll be like Godzilla. They're going to put on those suits and the mini-scale buildings.
Okay.
And they'll go at it. That's what I think.
I saw the trailer for that 3DS game that's coming out.
Which one?
Thanks, Tips. 3DS game.
Yeah, that 3DS. No, the 3DS Attack on Titan.
Oh, game. Okay. I was like, all right.
Oh,
and you can like use that. You can use the 3D maneuver gear to like hit Titans in the back of the face.
Yeah, I don't know. It's licensed. I don't think it's gonna be good.
It's probably gonna be bad.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I saw it.
Okay.
It looked bad.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Like, thank you.
Just get an inside look at what I do in my spare time.
Thanks. Thanks. Yeah, I feel like there's some other stuff that was announced or revealed this week that, right, that photo! The Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah!
What?
Suicide, they released all the Suicide Squad.
I didn't know that.
Like. I posted it in the group chat.
I didn't see it.
What?
Yeah, man.
Man.
What do you think, Anthony?
I think they all look like people who are way into the character they're supposed to be. Just like I said the Joker looked like. Like, Harley Quinn looks like she's way into Harley Quinn, but not actually Harley Quinn. And Deadshot looks like he's way into Deadshot, but not actually Deadshot.
You know what that Deadshot looks like to me?
What?
If Will Smith, remember that movie, I Am Legend?
Yeah.
If he lived and just continued on.
And he got a sweet Call of Duty skin on his gun?
Yeah, and he put on armor, and he found this group afterwards, like, can I join?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm really good with a rifle.
That's what he looks like to me.
So, yeah, like, based purely on still images alone, this movie looks weird. I'm not going to say it looks bad. It looks weird.
I think it could be great.
I think, man, this is probably like, we're going to get in there and it's going to be like one of the best times we've had with a super.
Oh, it's live action.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Will Smith as Deadshot.
So do you get what I mean by like everybody looks like they're way into the characters, but like nobody is actually who they are?
I don't know. That Harley looks pretty good. I mean, she looks like a little bit of an adolescent. Like,
yeah, let me see. Really, she does. Again.
Hold on.
Oh, what? Sorry.
My screen's dark.
So dark. Saving too much battery.
Yeah. Like, these characters look like... actually, I don't know.
So I didn't know they were going to have that Japanese samurai girl. What's her face?
Yeah, who is that?
Katana?
Is her name Katana?
I think it's Katana.
Because that's a Mortal Kombat character.
It is.
It's either Katana or something with an S. Like, it's not straight up samurai.
I forget, but she was in... She had her own comic for a while. Like, it got rebooted with New 52.
Yeah.
Apparently that comic was good.
Cool.
I don't know who the two guys at the end on the right-hand side are. Like, the guys with, like, the messed up faces. Like, they look like zombies.
I'm pretty sure one of them is King Shark.
No!
King Shark
just has to be a shark.
Well, you know they can't do that.
Why not?
This makes no sense.
He just needs to be a shark. A hammerhead shark.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
He's got to have gills on the side of his face.
Maybe he does.
He has to eat people.
Maybe he does.
And his eyes have to be far apart from his head because he's a hammerhead shark.
Maybe they just gave him shark teeth.
Oh, that'd be the worst. Maybe he should be Jaws from James Bond. Like, also, I don't know who this like ring-looking girl is near.
Ring?
This girl looks like she's from The Ring.
Oh, the girl beside Rick?
Yeah.
Rick, what's his name?
Boomerang? The boomerang guy?
No, not the boomerang guy. The leader. The
he just looks like
Deadshot's the leader, I thought.
No.
Not in the movie?
No, it's the captain. What's his face? The army dude. Isn't it Rick something?
Oh, I wonder, he just looks like a soldier.
Yeah. I keep wanting to say Rick Hunter, but I know that's not it. Huh. But, yeah. Well, whatever.
Rick Grimes.
If I look straight at this photo, like, I could get two characters. Okay. And they're Harley and Deadshot. And the Samurai Girl. So three characters. All the rest of them, I can't recognize who they are. And then people tell me what their names are. And I'm like, I know that from the comics. I don't recognize this at all based on what they have.
Cool.
And again, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just weird. It's like they're all cosplaying who they want to be.
I can see that. I mean, they're definitely going for a more realistic approach.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I mean...
King Shark just needs to be a shark.
If the movie is good, the movie is good. If it's bad, it's bad. But I mean, going off this picture, it tells me nothing about it.
It's never going to be 5 stars, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Because King Shark's not a shark, man.
What if he mutates halfway through the movie?
Then I'm 100%. There's a chance that there's not an automatic -1 right away on that movie.
Okay.
He just reminds me of the Thing.
Yeah, he's like a moldy thing.
Because maybe he's halfway through his mutation.
I thought King Shark was a shark that mutated into a human, not a human that mutated into a shark.
Well, maybe he's even further down his mutation path. He's already beyond the shark mode.
Oh,
lame.
Snap.
Man, King Shark in the comics is really funny. They just use him as non sequiturs for dark jokes of him eating people.
That's what he does?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Would you like to move into our weeks?
Sure.
Cool. What did I do this week, guys?
You built Lego.
Did not.
What? You bought Lego.
I totally did.
What'd you buy?
I don't know. I bought a Milano. I bought all the Guardians of the Galaxy sets.
The Alyssa Milano?
Yeah, the Alyssa Milano, yeah. No, this week I played Metro 2033 Redux.
Why?
Because I had it.
Do you even like those games?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It was $10.
What? Where?
Boxing Day. It was new.
Oh. Oh, you bought this a while ago.
Yeah, for the one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I finally put it in.
For the X-Bone.
Shooting mechanics in that game suck.
That game was very Eastern European when it came out.
I like all the ideas in this game, but the way it controls is garbage.
Have you ever played Stalker?
No, I heard I should, though.
That's the same way I feel about Stalker, is that every single idea in this game is fantastic. Me playing Stalker is kind of a chore.
Yeah.
Not enough to make me stop playing.
Yeah.
But I can recognize that it's not good.
Yeah, like, I already know. Like, I know what the extent of this game is. Or not the extent, but, like, I know its potential in terms of mechanics. And I'm like, I just don't know if I'll be able to pull myself through it if I don't like the shooting and stuff. But it's very cool. Like, world's gone into apocalypse. People live in metro stations and they travel down metro lines. I think I'm just going to read the audio. I think I'm just going to listen to the audiobook.
If I can pull myself through Killer is Dead, you can pull yourself through this.
We'll see, because I have two games, right? After this, I have Last Light.
Oh, yeah, it comes with two games.
Yeah.
I heard that game is better.
So, apparently, the first one's like survival horror, and yeah. Last Light's more action.
That's what I heard, yes.
Redux has it so that you can play either games in either mode. Huh. So, like, they switch around a lot of the mechanics so that you can make the first game more action-y.
If you want.
Yeah. Huh. I put it on the regular mode because I figured I should probably experience it like how it's supposed to be, but...
I have those games on Steam, like the non-Redux versions. I just never played them.
Yeah. I mean, it looks... It doesn't look like a new current-gen game, but it looks better than, like, a 360 PS3 game.
Okay.
Those up-res textures work wonders. Anime's good.
Teach me about anime.
I don't know. What anime should I highlight
this How can week? I draw an anime? Tell me.
Oh, I know. You can watch Shirobako. You just made that up. Well, that's how you draw anime.
All right.
There you go.
That's what Bakuman's for. That's how you draw anime.
No, that's how you draw manga.
Same thing.
No, don't ever cross the streams, man.
Same thing.
Don't. Just don't.
I'm trying. I know the difference. I'm trying to do it on purpose to get my weeb card revoked.
Oh, really?
But it's just not. No one's taking it. They're like, yeah. You know the difference. Yeah, right. I'm like, oh, damn.
We know who you are. I feel... Wait, did... Yeah, no. There's nothing. Nothing on the anime front that I can talk about.
Real?
Nothing that I really haven't already talked about or want to talk about. I mean, I got no fun Triage X experiences.
You're not following that show? Just
no. No. I'm going to watch Food Wars for next
week. Okay. All right. Like, all of it?
It just started this season, so there's only, like, 5 episodes.
Okay.
I played Bloodborne's What I Did.
So did I.
How far are you?
I got to a boss where it changes the sky after you beat him.
I just beat that boss.
It's in a lake.
Correctly. Does he change the sky or does he change something in the sky?
Changes the moon.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you beat that boss?
I beat that boss. The boss is a pain in the butt.
Took me forever.
I learned, finally, that if you don't hit it in the face, you do, like, triple damage.
Oh, you mean you were hitting in the face?
I was hitting in the face the whole time. Uh-huh. And then it's like, oh, if I hit it in the body, it does full damage.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was one run where I was only hitting it in the face, and I got it down to 1/4 life.
Wow. Dang.
And then I said, oh, man, this body is way weaker. Yeah. I'm going to use some bolt paper and F this spider up.
Yeah. Yeah, so this... Oh, man. I almost put the game down forever.
Okay.
This boss, because it was just so annoying. Because it wasn't... It never felt like other bosses in these Souls games where it's like, oh, my mistake. It just felt so... I felt so cheated.
There's so many henchmen.
Yeah, and they can... It's where the game's camera problems really come into light. And it's like, off-screen, OHKO. Yeah. You're like, what?
Those little spiders do way too much damage.
And if it's not the spiders, it's the random meteors.
No, he summons those. There's...
Oh, like, no, I know. But sometimes, like, half the time they're homing, half the time they're not.
Yeah. But the thing is, even when they're not, if you're running full sprint and he does the non-homing ones, the meteors still appear in a way where he's led them.
Ahead of you.
Yeah. So that you just run into it anyways.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah. And then when you get stopped by the meteors, it's like, oh, hey, spiders, what's Rawr! Up?
The worst is his AoE attack, because if you're hitting it from the butt, you can't tell that it's coming, and you just go, boom, and it's like, oh no.
Were you able to do it on your own? Did you summon someone?
I had to do it on my own, because no one showed up.
Same.
There are tons of people in that area, and no one is doing small beckoning bells.
Yeah,
they're only doing, like, help me, I don't want to help anybody else.
So I did it, and then I looked up a guide online,
and
I looked at what other people doing. I found out I was maybe 20 levels lower than what everybody else is doing.
What level are you?
Like 30?
Almost like 45.
Well, there you go. No wonder I couldn't summon anybody.
Yeah.
Shoot. Yeah. So I just... Whatever. I had this... it looks like a... It says empty phantasm shell.
Okay, I just got that. I haven't used it. I don't know what it does.
It gives me arcane.
Okay.
But it only works on my two-handed form, on my holy blade.
Is it infinite reusable?
Or... Yes.
Oh, wow.
It takes 3 bullets to use.
Oh, cool.
So, and I got a...
I don't use bullets anyways.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then it just gives you arcane. So it makes my, like, two-handed attack, I think, like, 400.
Nice.
And that's what I had to use to beat him. And then I took the slow route. I had to do the spiders one by one.
You actually beat on the spiders?
I did the spiders one by one because I kept dying. And I'm like, I gotta clear these spiders.
I said F it, and I didn't kill a single spider.
Yeah, I killed the spiders.
Because I was using the hunter axe at that point, and I would, so if you charge up your heavy attack with two-handed full on, you just do like this 360 baseball swing with the axe, and I just kept using that.
Yeah, so I killed the spiders, I beat the thing, and then the sky changed colors. I'm at this unseen village, and like you have to go down the stairs.
That's apparently, this is the village where the bag people take you.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways, you know when you first light the torch?
Yeah.
And then you go down the stairs?
I haven't gone down the stairs. I just lit the torch and then I had to go somewhere.
Yeah, I kept dying there.
Huh. Have you done any challenge dungeons?
Nope.
I've done a couple.
And?
They're fun. Mm-hmm. I think they'd be more fun with other people.
Probably.
You know in the part before you face the spider?
Yeah.
There's like that giant, like, vagina monster. That's like, it's a vagina with teeth, but then it has like a thing coming out of it with a head at the top.
Yeah.
There's like in this one chalice dungeon, you go into a room and there's just like one off in the distance, but it's close enough to still see you and shoot fireballs at you.
Nice.
So there's like 20 dudes, just cannon fodder dudes, and a bad guy, while you're trying to get to this stupid spider thing, shooting fireballs at you. It's so hard. But you get a lot of souls from chalice dungeons. And there's a couple weapons where you can only get them in Chalice Dungeons.
I heard. There's like a...
The Beast Claws.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that stuff.
Apparently there's ways to like just infinite bosses with that weapon.
I bet. Yeah, that's where I am in Bloodborne.
Still using the same weapon?
Ludwig's Holy Blade?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ludwig. I changed it up.
Two.
I changed it. So apparently... you know that guy on the tower with the Gatling gun?
Yep.
He's supposed to drop a hunter's badge.
Yeah, he does.
And I didn't know that if I go back to where he was, if he fell off the tower...
It's just up there.
It's just there.
Yeah.
So I went back there.
Yeah.
And I got it. And that unlocks the... it's like a pile bunker, pretty much. Like, it's a fist weapon, but with a... the stake driver.
Oh!
So I've been using the stake driver. That thing's cool. And I got a couple... I have a couple gems, blood gems... That upgrade, so it only does blunt and thrust, but those two gems upgrade those two attacks in a way where it's doing way more damage than my other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is that it's super close range.
That's okay.
Because you're just punching people.
That's okay.
So it's kind of hard. But, like, because I was using the axe, right? So I could just extend that out, and it's like I got a bunch of range on these people. The cool thing is, it's a trick weapon, so it doesn't transform. What happens if you press the transform button? It primes the stake.
Oh, I see.
So if you have the stake out, you do like kind of almost slashing attacks, and it counts as thrust, I think, or blunt, I forget. But when you prime the stake goes in.
Yeah.
And the next time you do a heavy attack, it'll do the heavy attack and then shoot the stake out.
Yeah.
Right? So it does more damage. The other thing is, if you hold the thing with the stake in while you're doing your charge, you'll hold it, and it's like an extra long charge. You'll punch a guy, the stake will come out, but then your fist will explode and like,
cool.
Yeah. And do like more damage. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool looking. So, like, I'm sure that until I can find some sort of scythe, there's gotta be like a scythe in this game.
There has to be.
Right. So as soon as I can find some sort of
scythe. I know I've seen a video of one.
Okay. Then I'm gonna keep using the pile bunker until.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah. Bloodborne's, all right.
I'm getting there.
It's moving along. I got that doll costume that you showed me.
Oh, did you get the 1/3 umbilical cord?
Yeah, what's that for?
I don't know. I think it's for secret ending stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's because it's 1/3. I assume there's 3.
Right.
Because I heard, like, you have to, like, in one part, you have to kill a baby and then take its umbilical cord.
Hmm, okay.
And then you eat the umbilical cords before the final battle?
Oh.
Yeah. Cute. You gotta eat all the baby umbilical cords.
Okay.
That's what I've been hearing on the streets.
Were you... Okay, I gotta ask this. Were you saving people and sending them to places?
Yeah. So I was sending them all to the chapel.
Yeah.
Did you send anybody to the clinic?
No.
No. So did you send a guy who had bandaged up eyes to the clinic?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, fuck that guy.
That guy was... did you beat him?
Yeah. I cheesed the shit out of him.
So did I.
Because there's that hallway that he can't get through.
Yeah.
And you just heavy attack.
Yeah. I had this... That's when my Ludwig's Holy Blade came in handy, man. That thrust. That's amazing.
That's when my 360 baseball swing came in. Yo, that was like a nod back to Demon Souls.
That was fucking dark.
He just killed that. How many people did he kill before?
He just killed the one.
The old lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same. He killed the old lady for me. Yeah, because like in, okay, for people who don't know, in Demon Souls there was a guy you could save. He's like Soot or something. He's a shady looking character, but he doesn't do anything bad to you, and you can talk to him. So you're like, oh yeah, come to the place where we all hang out and do stuff. So the thing is, he hangs out in like really shady areas, and then after a couple times you go out and come back in, the people who can't be rezzed anymore,
yeah,
start to die.
Yeah.
So like he can kill, like, so in Demon Souls the big thing was your storage. Storage maintenance was a big thing because you couldn't carry everything.
Yeah.
So he could kill your storage guy and just straight up your boned for the rest of the game. And I'm like, oh no, like there's probably something to do with these other characters. I better, who's shady? Who looks shady? Why are you hanging outside of the church? This looks weird. I'm just gonna attack you.
That's funny.
Yeah, man. That was messed up.
When he transforms, I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Can I do that?
No.
And I was like, oh.
That's a Chalice Dungeon boss.
Yeah, but that was cool.
Yeah, that was a cool transformation. He's like went all lightning, shot wind at you.
Yeah.
That was cool.
So, TJ, it's like a werewolf transformation.
Yeah.
Only he's the lightning werewolf.
Yeah, he's like his first sparks with lightning.
Yeah.
He's like.
And he's like blazingly fast.
He's like one and a half of these rooms tall.
Yeah.
And
that's sweet.
And like one of these rooms wide.
Yeah.
He's that like, is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he, so then his fur sparks with lightning and then he shoots wind at you.
You know what? He basically is Zenogar. Like if Zenogar was like grimdark.
Oh yeah. On hind legs.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my Bloodborne story. That's really it.
Okay. That's it. All right.
Yeah. Your week, Anthony, what's it consist
of? Other than Bloodborne, I finished Mortal Kombat 9.
Ooh. Was the story worth it?
It's a story mode. Okay. Story mode. The story's really good. Like, that story's super good.
Cool.
And it has no right to be that good.
That's a shame.
Because Mortal Kombat is silly as, but... Man, that story's really awesome. So the story takes place... I didn't explain it last time. But Shao Kahn has
done stuff.
Merged the realms.
Yeah.
And the only way you're allowed to merge realms is if you win through Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. And so he's trying to illegally merge the realms. And he succeeds. So Raiden sends back a message back in time to himself to stop Shao Kahn. He sends like a cryptic message that he has to win. Right? And so Raiden doesn't know if it's like, who has to win? Does Liu Kang have to win? Does Kung Lao have to win?
Mm-hmm.
Does Johnny Cage have to win? Right? And so you go through this whole story, but it goes through, it basically retcons the past games.
Well, that's...
So it goes through the first three tournaments.
Yeah.
Anything after three where it's like Armageddon and Deadly Alliance and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All that shit doesn't matter anymore.
Oh.
And pretty much you can start at 9 because this game retcons everything previous.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't care about character death in this story. It's really cool. Anybody can die at any time. Sweet. And it makes it really interesting. Because there's one scene where one character just actually, for real, kills half the cast.
Cool.
They're just gone.
That sucks.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And so you don't know. Like, it's a big... you don't fight them in the fighting game thing. It's just a cutscene where they fight. And she just fucks everybody up. Like, and straight Mortal Kombat fatality, like pulling people's livers out, ripping off people's arms.
Holy shit.
Right? The one thing about this story mode is that they love their boss battles to be super hard. So, like, you ever play, like, the old King of Fighters or, like, other SNK fighting games?
Yeah.
And, like, how SNK boss battles are, like, super stacked against you?
I never got that far.
They take the same thing. They take the same approach in this. So they're, so the big baddies are Shao Kahn, mm-hmm. Kintaro, and Goro. The thing with all three of those guys is that almost all of their moves have super armor.
Oh, that sucks.
And it's like, you'll be in the middle of a combo and he'll just be like, I don't care. And then grab you. And then they have double your life. Or in the case of Shao Kahn, I think it's triple your life.
Well, yeah.
You still have to beat him 2 out of 3. Also, Shao Kahn's X-ray attack, while yours does 30%, I think, his does 50%.
Here we go.
Right? And so... I had to cheese him so hard.
That's how you beat boss battles.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And a lot of it is just RNG. Like,
I hate that stuff.
So there's a lot of stuff where, like, you could get into a match where all he does is throw this unblockable hammer. Right? So, like, he throws this hammer. If it hits you, it does full damage, and it stuns you. You block it and it hits you, it does 3/4 damage, and it still stuns you. So you still take 2 attacks, bare minimum. And then, yeah, it's just, you have to cheese these bosses so hard, and sometimes the odds are so stacked against you that it's just, it's unfair. But then, like, it's like, okay, I think that's how a fighting game boss battle should be. Because it makes me miss the old days of, like, old SNK games where, like, oh man, check out this dude. He starts out with 5 super meters, and his super's unblockable and fills the screen. Woo! Right? Like, facing God Rugal in Capcom versus SNK 2? You never played that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Capcom, I didn't even know that was a game.
With, Capcom versus SNK 2.
Did one of those have Zero in it?
Like Mega Man Zero?
Yeah.
No.
Which game is that then? You're thinking like I think you're thinking Neo Geo.
Really?
No.
No?
I thought it was one of the SNK versus games.
Hold on.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Really?
It does!
No, it really doesn't. We get your point. It's really hard and it sucks.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Is that the Tatsunoko game?
No, it was on the PS2 and GameCube.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, and so it just got a bunch of characters. But yeah, so this game's like super hard, the boss battles are super hard. Everything else is easy. But the thing I like is that the character forces you to play as different characters.
You mean the game forces you to play as different characters?
What'd I say? Uh-huh.
The character forces
you sorry. The game forces you to play as different characters. Okay. And so every chapter is this new character.
Oh, okay.
Fun.
Yeah.
So you don't just stick with one person.
Yeah. And they explain the origins of different characters and like why is Noob Saibot a thing, and they explain why he exists, and it's a lot of Quan Chi bullshit. Like, I'm Quan Chi, I'm a sorcerer, I took your soul and put it in something else. Now you're a slave.
Sounds like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. There was something called a Soul NATO that Quan Chi tried to,
like a tornado.
It's a tornado of souls.
Oh, okay.
And it sucks the souls out of everybody on Earth.
Well, that just sounds ridiculously dumb.
Yeah. Quan Chi's dumb. Quan Chi's a dumb character.
Oh, it's a person.
Yeah, he's the guy in all white. And he has tattoos. The hell? And he can do, like, mind control stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, he's dumb. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. And it makes me want to play Mortal Kombat 10, like, right now. But it's still full price.
We'll see how long this holds out, then.
And then the other thing I did, which I talked about Bloodborne already. It is, where'd it go? Oh yeah, I watched, I watched an anime.
Oh.
I didn't read it, I watched one.
Oh.
It's called My Love Story.
Why'd you watch this one?
This is my shoujo for the year, I'm gonna say right now.
You're enjoying it then?
I really like it. Okay. It's cute. So it's about this guy, He's like 2 meters tall, 120 kilograms. Like, he's a huge dude, and he has a friend who's really pretty. And the girl,
my madhouse.
Yes, I think so.
And the guy has like the fat lips.
Yeah, the fat lips. Like, he's not your typical like shoujo character.
Yeah, okay.
Right, and so it turns out every time he gets a crush, the girl likes his friend instead because his friend's really pretty and just like like he's a good looking dude, but. Every time he has a crush on a girl, she likes his friend instead. But he never does anything about it. And so, through a series of events, he stops a groper on a train, starts to like this one girl, who he saves. But he assumes, like, he didn't like see anything happen, but he just assumes that he likes, or she likes his friend instead. And so he's like, that's it, I'm tired of being jealous. I am just going to be the cheerleader for my friend and this girl to get together, because I don't want to see my friend alone. But the thing is, the girl likes him, and it's super obvious, but he's just, like, doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's never had to deal with this his whole life, even though he's been trying. So it's the character who, like, cares too much for other people and fails to see what's good for himself.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really cute, it's pretty funny. It's a good time. It's just a good time.
I'm not going to judge you.
You are.
I'm not gonna judge you.
I judged you on Triage X.
Yeah, but I owned up to my mistake.
But I like this. It's not a mistake if I like it.
I don't know, Anthony. I don't know.
Yeah, this is
sometimes your opinions can be in and of themselves mistakes.
That's what opinions are. They're for everybody's got their own, man.
And yours are always wrong.
This can't be wrong. It's based on the person.
Which is wrong.
I want to say the whole person, the person as a whole is wrong.
That's what I'm implying.
Okay. But I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what to say.
No, but no. Shoujo. You know what? I figured out that I just can't watch a straight up shoujo. Like, straight up. Like, can't do it. Unless there's some sort of twist on it or gimmick to it, I just can't.
So, like, do how it. Monthly Girls was. Like, they took all the shoujo tropes.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. Like, see, I love that because it was.
It's different.
It was breaking down the genre versus. Yeah.
For me, it's so, like, I read a series called Hot Gimmick, and that was straight shoujo. That was just like, I like this guy in my apartment, but I also like this, and there's a love triangle, and he hates me and stuff.
Yeah.
And eventually, I got tired of that. Uh-huh. But what I learned I really like about certain shoujo series are the people who are really nice and don't get their way get the thing they like in the end.
You feel like you can relate to that, or is it like...
I don't want to put, like, self-pity on my life.
Okay.
So I'll just say I like it.
So he more or less confirmed the self-pity.
I like those kind of stories where, so like, there's one called Kimi ni Todoke where this girl, she keeps getting mistaken for Sadako from The Ring. Mm-hmm. So no one ever wants to hang out with her because they think she looks creepy.
Yeah.
But really on the inside, she's like super cute and just wants to make friends. Yeah. And, like, bakes and does stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in this, throughout the series, she gets to go out with the guy she likes and stuff. And it all works out.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I like those kind of stories.
So, what is this called again?
This is called
Hot Gimmick.
No, Hot Gimmick is the one that was straight shoujo.
Oh, sorry.
This one's called My Love Story.
My love. Well, if you want to know what Anthony's real life story is, go watch My Love Story.
It's on. It's on Crunchyroll.
What is it?
Yeah, our that's how I started watching it.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, "Yo, Crunchyroll, you got all these ads. What's going on?"
Oh, man.
Yeah, I forget what the Japanese title is. It's something Monogatari?
Ore?
Ore Monogatari, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's good.
It's cute.
I'm good.
And I'm still finishing up Cowboy Bebop.
Good. You know, that reminds me of the anime that I am watching. Season 2.
Of?
I can't understand what my husband is saying.
Okay, so I need to clarify something on this. I saw a scene.
Yeah.
Where this guy was in an apartment with a girl. Who I assume to be his wife. And he was saying something scientific on... He was reading something off his phone. He's like, oh, this is crazy, blah, 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 right? And then the girl lost her shit on him. And was just like, I hate it when you pretend like you know stuff. I don't understand these things. And you make me feel stupid. Is that show?
I don't think... Wait, what color was the girl's hair?
Oh, I don't remember. Some anime color.
Because, okay, what was the anime? What was the animation quality?
Superb. It was really good.
No.
Oh, this is not it?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. No. All right.
This show is only 5 minutes long.
Oh, it is the show.
Yeah. Where it's like Super Otaku Dude marries pretty blonde girl.
What is that? Wait. So what's this show called again? Sorry?
I can't understand what my husband is saying.
You made a season 2?
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's just like, it's 3 minutes of just quality stuff.
All right.
Just situations that are so dumb, but they are meaningful and heartfelt. It's good.
Is it like a 10-episode thing?
Yeah, it's like 13 episodes each season, but each episode's 3 minutes, so...
I can watch it in, let's see, about an hour. Under an hour.
You don't even have to watch it all at once, I mean...
I probably will.
That's how I ended up watching, because I thought it was hilarious. But, yeah. Oh, okay.
No.
If shoujos are like the teenage love story thing,
okay,
right? This is like what happens after that.
After the honeymoon phase is
over. Yeah, after the marriage is done, after the honeymoon is over and we're adults and we have to deal with life. That's what this show is about.
And you're seeing your partner's faults for what they really are.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what makes this show great. And okay. they have to meet like their parents and their brothers.
That is a better pitch than you've ever given this show.
Yes.
And it makes me want to watch it.
Yes. I found it a lot more relatable. Not that I'm married or anything, but I think I'm past the whole high school crush thing.
Okay.
So, yes. You're right. That's probably a better selling point. Sure. Anyways, Andy, anything else you've been doing this week? That's a no.
No. No.
he just held his mouth open there. Like, I thought a voice was going to come out.
I thought I had something, but then I didn't. No, I watched the Manny Pacquiao fight.
Right, that happened. You watched that.
Yeah, I watched that with TJ and Mikey. All
right.
And a bunch of other people that I wasn't related to.
And
that was boring. That match sucked.
Yeah, it was one of the worst. Not worst. Less interesting boxing matches I've ever seen.
Floyd Mayweather is boring to watch.
Why?
Because he's a defensive boxer.
Because he's so good at what he does.
He's good. It's like, so, I don't know. For all the nerds out there, if you've ever watched a Street Fighter tournament.
Yeah.
If you see someone who's really good at playing Guile.
Oh, no. He's like the zoning turtle.
Yeah, he's a zoning turtle.
Like, that's exactly what he
is. If you see anybody who's really good at playing Guile, this is what it was. It was like watching someone who was playing Makoto, who's just all in, balls to the wall,
yeah,
just needs to get in and do things.
Yeah.
Face Guile, who just is, I'ma sit in this crouching back position, and then if you do anything, I'ma shoot a sonic boom or I'm gonna do a flash kick.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna keep you out at all times.
Yeah.
And it was super boring. And like, you know what? He won. Like, he didn't do anything. But yeah, he won still by unanimous decision.
Unanimous?
Unanimous decision.
Oh, okay. This is the first I'm hearing of any information of this fight, so...
Yeah, so it was Manny Pacquiao versus Floyd Mayweather. Yeah, he won to a unanimous decision.
Yep. No one got knocked down.
No one got knocked down. Couple good punches were hit, but...
That's about it.
Yeah.
So, like...
So, Mike, how did it feel to spend $100... on that.
Oh my god, this pay-per-view is $100.
$100!
Yeah. American?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, thank god.
We don't have to pay the American.
Okay.
But doesn't that mean I feel it's... we should have watched the other fights.
Yeah, we should have watched the other fights because we were playing Super Punch Out while the other fights were happening.
Because we figured, you know, these ones don't matter.
And then the match before the Manny Pacquiao match, a dude threw almost 1,000 punches in 10 rounds.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We should have watched that fight.
Oh, man.
Man.
I wonder how many of them he hit.
And then we played Fight Night Round 4 after.
Yeah.
That game's still good.
Good.
Also, Mikey's undefeated.
Because
we decided to pick people who are closest to our height and weight. And then he got Mike Tyson.
I know, right?
And then I'm like, crap. The other one he could have picked was legend George Foreman. So either way, he's getting all stars.
Yeah, we got that.
TJ got TJ got a middleweight.
Mm.
And I got some. I got Joe Frazier.
Oh, Joe Frazier's not a bad one.
It's not Mike Tyson.
No, Mike Tyson.
It's true. He's not.
But yeah, we did the comparison, like, where would we be if we were in weight classes? And I need to lose some weight.
Yeah, man, you get rocked.
Because I am automatically heavyweight. Like, 190, I am put into heavyweight.
It's because of your height.
Yeah, man.
F that.
I can't remember what I was.
Yeah. You're middle? Or light heavy?
I think it was welter.
Welter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because isn't Pacquiao and Floyd, aren't they like 5'6"?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're
I'm like their weight.
Yeah. Man, that sucks.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Anthony.
You're in the good league.
Yeah, you're the superstar league.
But
yeah,
I'm in the most competitive league.
I'm Tyson.
Yeah, I'm in the league where I can die. Where I can get hit so hard in the face that I get a brain like some sort of brain damage disease.
Well, the idea is that you
in
won't
the future.
Get hit in the face.
I'm sure Muhammad Ali thought the same thing, but...
So you guys enjoyed the fight, then?
I like watching boxing. That's what I've learned. I like watching boxing more so than MMA.
Okay.
For me, MMA is... Like, I'm going to belittle it a lot. MMA is a bunch of guys hugging each other and punching each other in the balls until the other guy taps out from being punched in the balls too much. Like, I think that the fact that it's so open makes it more boring to watch. Whereas with boxing, there's certain restrictions, like you can't hit below the belt, you can only use your fists, no kicks. It's just stuff like that that make boxing that make it fun to watch because there's these restrictions placed on these people and they're trying to be the best with just slugging it out. Like, I just my opinion. Like, if you guys disagree, then go crazy. But
I like MMA, but not when the professionals are fighting. I like seeing the undercards.
Is that more like
this that's dude's like, just gonna okay, try that, and that's fighting in general. The amateur fights are the best fights. Because they've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
It's the best.
Is that where you see some guy just trying to like Bruce Lee kick a dude in the face? Like is that
Yeah,
man. And it's like they're the young ones, right? So they have all like the confidence and the energy.
Yeah.
They don't have to worry about their future.
There are more chances in MMA for people to go buck wild. And I see that. But usually what I've seen is that they get down on the floor and then they put them in an armbar.
It's efficient.
And then they tap out.
It's efficient.
And I'm like, I'm not debating that that's the best fighting style. Like if I had to be in a match of some sort and if I had to defend myself, I'd rather know MMA over boxing. But like just for pure show.
Boxing.
I'd rather watch boxing. I'd rather watch a guy get just body blowed so hard that it breaks a rib.
See, I'm surprised, like, how come it doesn't happen in boxing more often where some people just doesn't punch through someone's elbow and just snaps? Whoa, I don't know. Because could you imagine, like, the defensive blocker is like, whatever, and keep those arms up.
That people do that, too, because it wears out your arms, yeah. Right?
Or, that's like, if they punch the sides of the elbows a lot, like, with hooks, I'm like, how come they just snap?
Maybe because, like, they usually tuck it to where it's in their body. Right. And so if they're not just out like this and then you push the arm, it's like, boom.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that visual played super well.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, podcast. Like, you know, you hit something enough times, I'm sure it's going to crack.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I've learned from Hajime no Ippo.
Yeah.
Is that if you punch a guy in the ribs enough,
they will break.
Break his ribs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same spot. You got to have accuracy.
Yeah. So, what was the one guy? He was a doctor. But he was also a boxer.
Yes.
So he knew all the weak points to hit on your body.
Yeah.
To like
precision boxing.
Yeah, precision boxing. He wouldn't hit you hard, he would just hit you efficiently.
So anime.
That was cool.
It was great.
Well, no, the most anime fight, I'm gonna get off tangent, sorry. The most anime fight in that show was when they flash back to the trainer, the old guy, and his fighting. He was fighting an American soldier during World War II in like a boxing ring where the floor was just wood paneling. And his hands were broken because he was training so hard. And he punched a guy in the rib so hard, it broke his hand, broke the rib. And then he, with his other hand, he's like, F it, I still got a good hand. And he punched him in the other side of the rib. And he punched him so hard in the side that the dude lifted off the ground. And then it broke both, he broke both his hands and won the match.
That's pretty anime. That's pretty anime.
It's so cool.
It was great.
Like, when they punch, they just recorded a jet engine. It's like...
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So, you guys tell who won the fight?
Mayweather.
Oh, okay.
Mayweather won.
Right, you said unanimous decision.
Yeah, unanimous decision.
Yeah.
Cool. There's like, a bunch of stuff that came after. Like, Manny Pacquiao was fighting with a inflamed shoulder. And then the guys at Vegas wouldn't let them use an anti-inflammatory shot and whatever. But there's, like, whatever.
I don't think that would have helped him.
Yeah.
The thing... it doesn't matter.
The thing was... Oh, sorry, go.
I was gonna say, sport at all top levels is always politics more than anything.
Yeah.
So,
the thing I didn't know is that in the clause for this, in the contract for this match, is if Manny Pacquiao won, if Floyd Mayweather requests a rematch,
yeah,
he has to take it.
Oh, I heard about that. Like, this match was done, but they were done at the expense of Mayweather gets to call all the shots on it.
Yeah.
Like, he gets all the rules of where it's
like. Placed, Manny was just like, I want
all the restrictions. Yeah. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
He set up his own fight and he won it. Surprise.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. But yeah, it makes it. I like boxing. I think maybe I should watch boxing more.
You should.
Or should just learn how to punch.
Just go boxing.
Just boxing.
You should just take up boxing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this.
It's a dying sport, though.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. When I'm at the club, some guy fronts on my girl. It's going to be like, boom, just boxing punch to the ribs.
What if he kicks you?
Then I'm fucked. I don't know.
Yeah, like, what if you're boxing, right? And the guy you pick a fight on is a kickboxer.
He would pick a fight. I would never start a fight. I would never start a fight.
Please.
I'm just saying.
Please.
Please. I am passive. I'm passive-aggressive, not aggressive-aggressive.
When you've got the skills and the fighting ability.
If the situation arose, I would use it. I would never force the situation to arise.
Uh-huh. Okay. So he says...
We're going to test this theory.
He's going to place you in a situation
where... Yeah. I would never force the situation. If a guy was egging me on enough, then sure.
Well, then you'd start it then.
But he started it.
No.
No, the person who threw the punch first.
Okay, I think I'm pretty witty. I think I can stand up in a battle of words. But
I don't think so. I think you're gonna throw the punch first.
I think I'll land a punch first. I don't know if I'll throw a punch first.
I think you'll land the punch second. Throw it first.
That sucks.
No. I think I'll land a punch first.
Yes. Okay. If you believe so.
I'm not saying I'd win. I'm saying I'll just land
it. Oh, so you'll hit the punt. Like,
I'll hit it.
It'll connect, but
I'll lose after.
Ah. Okay. Sure.
Like, unless I just get, like, full-on bar fight mode, and it's like, here's a beer bottle near me, and smash.
Oh, no. You are heroic, respectful, Anthony. Punches only.
Punches only? All right.
No breaking the moral code
here. No breaking the... It's a bar fight.
You're
that's why you wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't lower myself.
No, even in a bar, you would stick to your boxing skills. While everybody beats on you with pull cues.
Like that Chuck E. Cheese in Rush Hour. I think the answer is I got to learn kung fu.
There you go. TJ, what'd you do this week?
Let's see what I do. Played some Final Fantasy IX.
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah.
Kicking it old school.
How far are you now?
I got to... So I'm on that...
What disc are you
the on? Outer Continent. I think I'm close to the end of disc 2.
Okay. Well, you're far then.
So I'm on the Outer Continent. I just met the young summoner girl.
Young...
Who lives Ico. Alone with all... Yeah.
Ico.
Who lives with all the Moogles.
Yeah, she's cool.
So I just met her.
Yo, spoilers.
Have you not played it?
I've never played 9.
Are you serious?
This is the best one.
So I've heard. It's got my...
You should play it.
It's got
the best one.
It's got what I feel is the second hottest Final Fantasy character.
The rat lady?
Girl with the eye patch. The rat lady. Who's the rat lady?
Wait, girl with the eye patch.
Yeah, and she hangs out with the knight dude.
Bellatrix?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Bellatrix, Beatrix.
Dude, she is OP.
She is.
Whenever I fight... Whenever you fight her, you can't win. And then you get the player, everybody loses.
Is she a permanent part of the party later?
I don't know.
Or is she like Shadow from 6, where she just comes and goes?
More or less that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's where I am.
Cool.
So that game's fun. I'm trying to beat it because I have to get to another game.
Is it called Final Fantasy VIII?
No. I bought... So Sony had a flash sale a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, you did the PS1 stuff too?
Yeah. So I did that too. I spent $5.
And what'd you get?
And I got, Final Fantasy. No, not Final Fantasy. Mega Man X 4 and 5.
Okay. Right.
Gravity Rush, a PS Vita game.
Yeah.
Breath of Fire 4.
Oh, Dragon Quarter?
No. Dragon Quarter is for the PS2.
That was like Breath of Fire 7 or something.
Yeah, okay, Dragon Quarter sucks.
That one sucked.
Okay.
That's the only one I own.
That's like the first Breath of Fire game I've played.
That's the only Breath of Fire game I've ever played.
Okay. And then the last one was Klonoa.
Klonoa?
Yeah.
Klonoa's good.
Because I needed to spend another dollar, and I was like, what should I buy? And I was like, platformer.
They didn't have is it Suikoden 2?
Suikoden?
Suikoden.
I don't know if they have that.
I have Suikoden 1 on PS1. I don't know if it's on sale, but they have it.
Okay. Because I know 2 is where it's at.
I bought Wild Arms 1 and 2 during that sale.
They had those too, yeah. I don't know if I wanted that.
Wild Arms 1's pretty good.
I've never played.
I have never played it too, but from what I've played, it still holds up. It's pretty good.
Whatever. I'm still waiting for Skies of Arcadia to get a re-release.
Is that a GameCube game?
Yeah, Dreamcast. GameCube.
Dreamcast. I've never played it. It looked good.
It's supposed to be like the best game ever, but whatever.
So, dang. I had buyer's remorse recently.
Why?
Where the store I go to that usually gets like trading games.
Mm-hmm.
They had Vagrant Story for the PS1 for like $20.
Yep.
Should I have bought that?
No.
Is that game good?
One of the best.
Well, because everywhere else it's like $40.
Is that the one where in the battles you can choose which part of the body you hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a sphere.
Yeah. That was cool.
I feel like I should have bought it. Well, I don't know. I don't know if that game was... it might go down in value just because... It's available online.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, it's on the PSN store.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, and in that sale, I bought Legend of Dragoon.
What?
Because I never bought that. Yeah.
If I saw that on sale, I would have bought it.
Wait, you didn't buy that?
No.
Oh,
it didn't show up for me.
Oh. You missed out
that. That would have been insta-buy.
Yeah. Was
shit, that's the one I've been waiting for. I'm upset. You shouldn't have told me that.
I'm sorry. I didn't tell you that. Just Men in Black erased your memory.
So you've just been playing 9, that's it?
I played that. I started playing Borderlands, the pre-sequel again.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you bought that.
Did you buy the Handsome Collection?
Yeah. Oh, I split it with Mikey.
Oh, okay. Was it on sale? Did you give him Borderlands 2?
No,
you
got
it?
No. I paid for the whole thing.
It's not splitting it then, man. That's just my brother bought me this game.
I paid him money.
Okay, okay.
I think.
No, you haven't.
Okay, so I haven't paid him back for it yet.
Okay.
It's okay.
We'll be even. You buy Battlefront.
Cool. Other than that, I've been watching a lot of Friends.
On Netflix? Like on Netflix. Friends? Like
Friends.
Wow. No. No one told TV you show? Life TV was show? Gonna be this. I can't say, if I say any more.
And they put Life on Netflix, so I started watching that too.
Oh, good. Yeah, the
BBC documentary.
Yeah, Life. Came out after Planet Earth.
Oh, okay.
That, they
okay.
put that on too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I gotta watch that, because my Netflix subscription's going to go soon. Dude.
I got to play a lot of Diablo coming up, so those are my Diablo
time. Animals are awesome.
They are. Wait, which one's it narrated by?
David Attenborough?
Who's that? Wait.
If you say Oprah, then I can't watch this one.
No, it's a dude.
Is it Morgan Freeman?
No, it's not him.
Is it an old British dude?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Attenborough? There we go. Sounds good.
Okay. It's him.
All right.
Do you ever watch March of the Penguins?
I may have.
It was about the penguins and it was narrated by Morgan Freeman?
No, I didn't. Never mind. It was a different thing.
It was a documentary about penguins.
I like that. I'm not a fan of penguins.
What? They're always fancy. Yeah. They slide on their stomachs.
Cool and all. I was more into the reptiles and the insects.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the insects are always cool to watch on those.
Yeah, insects are messed up, man.
They are.
Like, what was it? Oh, I can't remember what it was. It was a type of hornet, I think.
Yeah.
And basically, in order to mate with the female, all the males are so aggressive that they kill each other off.
Yeah.
Whoa! I'm trying to mate with the female. So you'll see the female come out of the ground or whatever.
She's like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, and then all the males just, like, form a ball around her.
Oh, wow.
It's basically a gangbang.
And sometimes there's, like, they accidentally kill the female.
Yeah.
Whoa!
That's how aggressive they are.
That's rough.
Imagine that life, huh?
And then in the end, it's, like, all the males are dead.
Yeah, they're all dead, and it's just, like, a land of just dead insects. Yeah. And then the eggs are underneath them.
Yeah. It's messed up.
Whoa! That's messed up! That's like, that's the most messed up thing I heard before that was, like, how bees protect their hive from wasps.
Oh, that's brutal. The vibrate?
Yeah, they just all form on the wasp, like Voltron, and they vibrate and cook it to death.
Yeah.
Insects are awesome.
You into any fungi, like mind-controlling viruses?
No. I've heard of, I can't remember what it is, it's a type of insect. Basically, they zombify their enemy.
Is it like a worm? Or like
the bait? No, it's some sort of bee, I think. Wow. Or fly. Mm. I think it's a bee, an emerald bee or something. Basically, they have to sting the insect in such a way that it's alive, but it has no control of its motor functions.
Cool.
And then what they do is they lay their eggs with that insect.
Yeah.
So then when the egg hatches, it's supposed to eat the other insect alive.
Oh, that could be you, Anthony. That could be you.
Oh, I'm so glad I was born a human being. That's messed up. Yeah.
What if you were one of the eggs implanted into another insect?
Even then, I don't know.
Yeah, man. Stuff is awesome.
My favorite are plants. Like, killer plants.
I think the only plant they mentioned was the Venus flytrap.
That one's cool. But there's, like, one that's like a bell plant where it's got a bunch of furs on it, mm-hmm. and the furs secrete, like, sugar, like a sugary water. And so it brings a lot of insects to the plant. But the furs are all going down.
Oh, okay.
So at the bottom of the plant is a pool of light acid.
Yeah.
And so the insects go in to get the sugar, but they can't climb back out. Because,
that sucks.
Because the furs don't allow them to. And they lose strength, they fall to the bottom, drown, and then get disintegrated.
See, like, that's cool, but, like, I like how the bigger ones eat rats.
With the plants?
Yeah. Oh, and that's just scary.
Man.
A plant that eats
a plant rat. That eats rats?
Oh.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, I just learned about... So you know how in Last of Us they have those like mushroom things that they're based off of?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I learned that apparently those mushrooms... So on a smaller scale, those mushrooms are real. Those fungi are real.
Okay.
But the thing is when the fungi takes over, the host isn't dead. It's alive with a fungi growing out of it.
Sucks.
So then it brought me back to Last of Us, and I'm like, oh my god, every single character, a zombie character in The Last of Us is not dead. It's just a fungi controlling a live human being, and their consciousness is trapped within this body that they can't control.
Yeah, it's kind of like that insect.
You can't say that for sure.
I'm saying that for sure. Hundo P, 100%.
You can't say that for sure.
Put money on it.
You can't say that for sure. But there you have it. That's the show, I think, right?
Yeah, that's all I've been doing.
Yeah, okay. That's everything. That's,
Yeah, this feels like a long show.
It is. It's like, you know, pretty damn long.
I can't see that. Too much glare.
There's a one, okay, followed by a five.
What?
So,
can we stretch it? Can we stretch it to two?
No, because I think there's a 10-12 buffer.
Oh, okay, fine.
So.
Cool.
It's fairly long. Hammonds and Blamen's not here to guide us out. To keep telling us, like, listen, I got it somewhere to
be. I got places to go.
I got a GP tonight. I got a test. I got to do.
Got a karaoke.
I got something, okay? We got to wrap this shit up. Yeah, I always have to cut that out. Like, every episode, he asks me to cut his whining like that out.
Does he really?
No.
But I know we ask you to cut out things when we say things that are inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm like, why'd you say in the first place?
I ask you the same question, Vince. I ask you this.
Do I ever cut anything I say out?
It's been a couple times.
Oh, yeah? How would you know?
It's been a couple times. Because I listen to the podcast after it goes up to make sure I didn't do anything stupid to, like, blow out levels or to kick the table.
Well, that's too late. thanks for listening. You know where to find us on the internet. We're somewhere there.
TNIB.letters@gmail.com.
Sure, why not? Write in if you want.
At TNIB.
Or don't.
Facebook. We broke 100 likes on Facebook.
Ooh.
We got new features. I don't know what they are, though.
If you drop below 100, do they revoke those features?
Probably.
Oh. I hope so. Because I'm going to unlike the page.
Oh, no. Or like 102.
Then he'll unlike it.
I'll have to
three times.
Unlike it. Somehow. Oh, wait. I think I can block people from liking.
What?
Oh,
so, no, don't go. Do that.
You and Blavin are always so happy with that freaking Facebook. Like, I don't get it. What does it do?
I like it. Just it validates my time.
It validates your time?
Yeah. Like, I like doing this every once in a while. Right? But, like, we've been doing it for a long time. And I'm like, is anybody even listening to this? Or are we just doing this to shoot our opinions out into the ether?
I think that's what I thought it was.
It started out like that.
What do you mean? No, it's always gonna be like that.
I don't know, but we have over 100 likes now. We're a trusted source for information.
Oh man. Oh man. Oh, whatever.
We can be the next IGN.
No.
We'll get there.
No.
It'll only take 20 more years.
None of us even write anything.
I write things occasionally.
I guess it's not constant enough for
true
it to be. I don't know.
I do not have things given to me for free for me to review, so it's hard.
You don't need. Neither do I.
No, yes, you kind of do. You're successful enough.
I kind of don't.
So you're successful enough on the internet for it to just even out.
I wouldn't say that.
I saw your YouTube check.
Yeah,
the millions you're making.
Millions. That's why we're still in the basement.
I saw you're hiding it from us. You just want us to know. You don't want our friendship to change because of money.
Even if I was making millions, why would that influence this podcast?
I don't know. It just would. That's why you went to YouTube Fan Fest. To be a part of it. Not to watch it. You were on stage. You're hanging out with Jenna Marbles. Just chilling.
Had his own panel.
Yeah, he was hanging out with Vsauce.
I'm not gonna lie, I was on the other side of the red carpet.
Dang, son.
There we go. Anyways, thanks for listening. Next week, what do we have lined up for next week?
I don't think
that's great. There's awesome. Not, I don't think
there's a review unless you guys so, you guys want to review JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Not really.
Fuck. All right.
One week. We're off to play Monster Hunter again.
Bye.